Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
damn. Our friend's an idiot.
This is gonna be an episode.
It's gonna get a bigger good podcast.
We're all full of bread.
I'm so full of pasta.
You said bread like Brad.
And bread.
We're all full of Brad.
Brad! No, fuck. Fuck!
It's okay.
Janet! Talk to Scott! Oh, bread!
Right. That was good. Fair enough.
That was funny. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this wonderful episode of Baseless Speculation, a pop culture show where we just go, hey, this movie, huh?
Yeah.
I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today on this movie, huh?
Yeah.
What do we think is going to happen in Jumanji Open World?
This is Baseless Speculation!
Jumanji Open World.
Those mother flippers went and did it. They made another Jumanji.
They're like, what if we go into the game, but what if the game opened the world?
Yeah. It's crazy because Jumanji came out.
Yeah.
We all
recall.
It is
crazy, man.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to go to my local Cinemaplex to see a Robin Williams film?
A board game holds the jungle
in it. It's crazy. A movie's coming out?
What's a board game for those who seek to find a way to leave the world behind. Ooh, that's the fucking tagline. Don't look at me like that. Fuck you.
No, it was more, we were just, you ever see a pig that could count?
So basically,
we were impressed.
Unluckily, no.
What happened in the lead up to this was you gave me an indication that maybe Jumanji was a totally foreign concept to you, and then you just ripped out a long quote.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So Jumanji 1 comes out.
Yeah,
1995. And it's a success,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, it goes gangbusters.
Sure, you check. We're gonna check.
Oh, okay.
On that?
Sorry, I'll just double check.
We just double check.
Well, often movies that are beloved now.
That's true.
Stunk ass.
I would love one example.
Tron.
Yeah.
Tron isn't.
They become cult classics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. A cult classic. But I would say Tron still stinks ass.
Yeah.
And also, like, it wasn't.
But I mean, Tron, because like when Tron came out, it wasn't like a gangbusters success, right?
Mm.
But then they're still making Tron movies. It's kind of what my point was.
Yeah.
So I was like, there's a possibility that Jumanji came out, stunk ass, but became beloved down the track, and then they revitalized it with the series, because that's kind of what I was going to say. It's kind of crazy that it was like 95, Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do a Jumanji 2, they did Zathura. Great film. Love Zathura.
Great film.
And then... that because this Jumanji video game Jumanji is kind of like a legacy sequel that worked in a way. That's crazy. We talked a lot about how legacy sequels quite often, like as a concept, don't seem.
Yeah, they don't stick. Or
like, oh, we got to pass the torch. Whereas this, they're like, well, we just use the concept.
Mm.
Is there much of a connection between
Alan's house is in?
Okay.
Whatever the first of
so
Welcome
house.
To the Jungle, Jumanji. Yeah. Welcome to the Jungle.
Okay. I think so.
Like his hut from because
he's
been taken out of the game. I know that when they did that, people were like, "Oh no, this is in the like this is Rogue One era." They're like, "Are you about to put Robin Williams in,
dude?"
No,
that would have been no good.
Well, I think Robin Williams. Before he died, was like very vocal, like do not use my
voice. That when he was alive.
Like, do not use my voice. And
absolutely,
he was like, you know how I did 40,000 hours of genie takes for Aladdin 1,
and the audio producers of Aladdin were like, yeah. Yeah, we know.
We
couldn't let you. We were like, please just read the line.
Yeah,
and you just kept going.
Oh.
Could you imagine just being in that recording booth, like you as you're a producer, like okay, and we're recording, and that are we still going?
Oh, he's, okay, he's riffing on Genie and how that's similar to the word jeans.
Okay, and
ooh,
I
nice
think
pair of jeans.
Stop. Blue. Yeah, jeans.
Oh,
jeans,
I love wearing jeans.
Something in that.
So, hey, Robin, do you want us to, like...
These are some really good for me and you. These are some solid Robin Williams impressions.
Hey, Robin, do you just want us to, like... You want to, like, pause and, like, take it from the top, or you just want to just keep going?
I'm a little man wearing jeans.
Keep going.
That's
it
not
is.
Not an answer, Robin.
It's not really an answer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm going to put a pot of coffee. Yeah. Hey, Robin, we're recording. You just do you.
You just go.
I'm just going to make a coffee.
I'm going to make this tomorrow's problem,
okay? Okay.
Where I have to scrub through 40 hours.
Go to, like, you know, the producer. Mm-hmm. So we have 50 hours of, like, just, you know, the first scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he comes out of the lamp. Yeah, dude.
You want me to... How would
Ooh,
you like
I'm out of the lamp.
Robin, I'm having... We're in the middle of a meeting. There's no one recording.
I'm a funny little genie in a lamp.
So do you want me to like...
Robin, please, we've not even hit record.
Do you want me to collate them somehow? Like, do you want
You're
me to like...
Killing
do, you,
me, Robin.
Do you want me to break them up into... Or do you just want to...
Hair man, jeans.
I'm just going to do some ha-has and hoo-hoos. We don't need them. Ha-ha, hoo-hoo.
Wait, let me just prime the... Okay, you go.
You're going, fine. We'll fucking...
Use any of this after the movie, I'll kill you.
Record so many ha-has and hoo-hoos.
Yeah. Look, hey, first Jumanji was a success.
Oh, that's good.
Made like $300 million off a $60 million budget.
Good on it, dude.
The director really needed a win because he directed a hit.
Yeah.
Which was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, right. Damn.
Then he directed a stinker, which was The Rocketeer. Then he directed a hit, which
I didn't
was
mind The Rocketeer.
I've never
stinker
seen it.
Stinker box office wise.
Yeah,
stinker,
I know. Cool. I'm aware.
Yeah.
I have fond memories, but can't remember it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Then, remember the front cover.
Then he got another win. Like,
yeah, fucked up Iron Man.
Yeah.
Then he got another win with Jumanji, and then he directed October Sky, starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, whoa. I know October Sky.
Weird.
Then he got another win when he directed Jurassic Park 3.
What? I can see that. The DNA of Jurassic Park 3 is in Jumanji.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
There. It's
if
there.
I'm, yeah, again, I'm producer being like, all right, someone for Jurassic Park 3, I'll get the Jumanji guy.
Yeah.
He Damn. Made Jungles, yeah.
Fuck, makes we should sense. Watch Jumanji.
And then he
that
made another
awesome
stinker with Hidalgo.
Hidalgo?
Yeah, the Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
The horse?
The epic biographical Western film, yeah.
The horse? Is
He's
the
got
horse?
A horse.
Is the horse
yeah,
named Hidalgo?
Yeah, it is the horse.
Yeah, Hidalgo's with a horse. I'm pretty sure. Is that
Frank
the horse?
Hopkins.
Is this... Oh. This is almost a borderline on he broke his toe.
Yeah.
Is this the same horse that he worked with again in Lord of the Rings and the horse knew him?
Fuck.
Okay, so,
or am I thinking of a different horse and a different actor?
It would have to be the other way around.
Okay.
Because Hidalgo is 2004,
yeah,
which means he would have filmed Lord of the Rings well before that.
Okay.
I know one, that story,
like,
though.
Yeah, someone worked with the same horse and the horse was like,
it's funny
you,
because-
and the guy's like, you!
In my
and
head.
And then they became best friends, and then they're like, come to my ranch.
Yeah, come Several, live with me.
They hung out.
Okay. Several American paint horses were used to portray Hidalgo. Actor Viggo Mortensen later bought R.H.
Geiger?
Anyway, no. Tech Contender? One of the horses used in the
tech
film.
Contender.
Screenwriter... Bought the screenwriter John.
Yeah,
bought Oscar the main stunt horse and retired him at Red Road Farm. And
I like that.
Another one was bought by So all the horses just got bought by.
You
the
could
guys.
Just do that, I guess. If there's horses in the movie finishes. They go, well, who wants these horses?
Well, I guess like if you're a well paid actor, you've done Lord of the Rings. You've got a decent amount of coin on you. You're like, well, I have a place where I can.
And
put
you've
a
developed
horse.
A relationship
and
with
this
the
horse. Is now my best friend.
Like, and he's an actor horse, so he gets
the job.
He gets the Hollywood vibe.
Yeah, like, I can talk to the horse about like
the industry.
The industry,
this thing of ours.
Yeah, dude. We're not just friends. We're like, you know, we're colleagues
co-actors.
And co-actors and friends. Like,
yeah, dude.
Partners, really.
Do you reckon if you're on a horse, say for like Lord of the Rings, and they have to keep redoing a take, right? And it's because maybe there's like an AD or like a, you know, like a, an extra or something that just keeps fucking it up, that you and the horse could theoretically commiserate together.
Yeah. Like maybe the horse looks at me and goes, and you go, I'm like, oh, this guy.
I know, man.
And maybe I say like, you know, like a little joke and the horse like,
if the horse is laughing at my jokes.
And I'm like, this horse.
I got a magic horse and I'm about to become the richest man on earth.
I draw like he's an actor horse. I've trained him to pick up on
it's like
the,
a parlor trick, yeah, like really.
The micro expressions of my face when I'm making fun of the AD.
Yeah,
so he,
yeah.
he figured it because we're actors. Yeah, we're good
exactly.
At this.
He's you know a what? Professional. That's what me. He's just purely acting.
And like and then through that professional relationship, we develop a real relationship, and now we're best friends.
I really love the idea of you know like back in the day as a scam, people would teach their horse to count.
Yeah,
they'd be like, it does math, but it's actually just like. I like to imagine you in a booth next to him where you go, he laughs at jokes.
He laughs
I've trained, it's the horse that finds jokes funny. Okay, check this out. And I go, I'm not paying. Well, what's clever? I think if I was at this fucking circus and I saw those two booths, I would get choice paralysis.
Yeah.
I'd go see a clown like kill a monkey or whatever else is happening there.
I don't need to leave this circus. Like, come on, tell this horse a joke.
Yeah.
And then it'd be good because like, if the horse gives you nothing, you just make a part of your act.
That's a great
Wasn't
point.
Wasn't that funny?
Not funny enough.
And then I whisper something in the horse's ear, but like a pantomime whisper.
Yeah.
And the horse like...
and you go, we're laughing at you.
You're an idiot.
You're dumb. We're laughing at you. And you're a rube for giving us money. I like this circus.
It sucks. All right.
They give you the business.
They give you the business. We got a cat and horse and a monkey killing clown.
Yeah. That's
one
of
what do you want?
Guys, you
want
to go see the monkey that's killing the clowns? I don't think that's an act, Jackson. I think we need to get out of here.
No.
I don't think so. If there was a guy charging for tickets, so I think you got scammed and saw like... not a murder,
like
but
some sort of crime at least.
So that's one way that making Hidalgo could have gone. The other way was that you come back 6 years later and make the Wolfman, which is another bomb.
Yeah.
And then
Del Toro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It
Damn.
These ones were like
and then,
set to be like maybe good.
Yeah.
And then you come back the next year and you make a huge win because you also then go on to direct Captain America, the First Avenger.
What the hell? This guy's
career
is bonkaroony.
And then
who's the name of this man?
Joe Johnson.
Good name, too.
An everyman name.
Yeah,
Joe Johnston.
It is an everyman name.
And then you make Not Safe for Work, a movie that gets shelved and comes out on VOD. And then your next film writing, the next directorial role you have, which you get hired to direct reshoots and oversee post-production after the previous director of The Nutcracker and The Four Realms got kicked off.
I forgot about that movie, dude.
What is that movie?
Dude, it's like, what if The Nutcracker existed and there was Four Realms?
It's, you know, The Nutcracker, the classic ballet.
Okay. No. I was like, the guy?
No, the ballet where it's like a little girl goes to Nutcracker realm and there's a rat with four heads or whatever.
Okay, so.
No.
The ballet.
You should watch
that. Whoa. You don't know of the Nutcracker as a ballet? You've never heard of the
You'd
Nutcracker.
You know some of the music from it. You know the song that goes. Wait, maybe that's not it. The Sugar Plum Fairy Suite or whatever. I'm pretty sure that's the Sugar Plum Fairy Suite. That's from the Nutcracker.
Wow, what is...
There's a great...
Is it like the little soldier guy who's wooden? I know that as a face.
So that... So the,
but this is... They're talking about a four-headed mouse or whatever the fuck?
The plot... I've only seen the ballet that Macaulay Culkin's in when he's a little boy. It used to be on Netflix, I believe.
Dance of the Sugar Plum...
Sugar Plum, you idiots.
Yeah. Fuck!
No, but yeah, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, that's that song.
Yeah, right.
There you go. So there used to be, I used to watch it at Christmas with Ryder.
Yeah.
There used to be a filmed ballet of it, and it's like this, it's somewhere in Russia, probably. And then, I don't know
what's
why
Macaulay
I'm
doing
that.
That?
Well, no, so it's set somewhere in Russia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like, this guy comes.
Tarkovsky.
Tarkovsky, yeah, a good point. And this
Tchaikovsky.
It's all right.
It's all the same.
All good.
All the same in the dark. But anyway, so it's Christmas time. It's because it's Christmas ballet, and this toy maker has arrived with his little boy.
Mm.
The little boy played by Macaulay Culkin, and he gives one of the girls a nutcracker as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Then she falls asleep, and then she kind of enters a. I think she just has a big dream.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dream, the Nutcracker is like a guy, but he's played again like by Macaulay Culkin. And the rats have, and they're tiny, I believe. And the rats have taken over the house and they need to go fight the rats. And they go to a bunch of different countries.
Mm.
And My stuff happens. My primary school theater, we did that for the end of, or like my primary school for the end of year play. Yeah. We did the Nutcracker.
Was it well received?
Well,
good reviews?
Well, these are the two things I remember about it. One, in the Nutcracker, they go to a lot of different countries that probably should not be portrayed by 12-year-old white boys. But they were. When they go and visit the wise Chinese men.
Was it, hey, what's up? We're in China.
Was it very tastefully done?
Well, one of my best friend at the time was Jamaican.
Now, let me have a quick...
He portrayed one of the Chinese men. So you do the math on that.
Now, where is Jamaican in relation to China?
you do the math on that, people. And whom did you play? Well, that's what I was getting to. I was one of the narrators. And my other memory of that story, of that play, is there was like a line.
Yeah.
And it came to that time for that line, and no one was saying it. And I was standing there on stage being like, some fucking idiot's forgotten his
line. And the line was yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, looking around me like, what the fuck? The fucking looking, because there were three other narrators. Well, looking at that being like, which one of you fucking morons forgot your line? And then we just jumped ahead and I was like, oh.
It was me.
It was me.
That's also really funny because like a lot of the time with stage actors and stuff, if someone forgets a line, they'll like make eye contact with one of the other actors, and they'll see the panic on their face.
Well, there was no panic.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There was a smug derision on my face.
So they would have been like, this is your line, and you're just looking at them like,
you fucking idiot.
They would have been like, do we jump in? What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Have I forgotten my line?
I guess we just move on.
Yeah, that's what they did, dude. No, Sugar, I love it. Nutcracker is a great ballet.
That's crazy. You've never even heard of it.
I've heard of it as being a thing. And I just know, like, the Soldier Boy thing, and that's it.
You!
Yeah! Yeah, Soldier Boy.
Nutcracker that hoe, dude.
Yeah. Soldier Boy.
Yeah, that's really good. Anyway, so, hey, guess what? And the Four Realms, to finish that off, is, I believe, like...
One of them's China?
I don't know about that. But I believe it's like a... You remember, like, Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's an attempt to do that to the Nutcracker.
They tried to live action the Nutcracker, and on the budget of 100... Oh, it didn't bomb as bad as
I thought.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it bombed.
Yeah, but just not as bad.
It's because the Nutcracker is like, it's a ballet. So it's actually...
It's a short story, actually.
Whoa. Well... That's, but I guess they'd be adapting. Well, maybe they are adapting the short story, but I don't know. Just
Nutcracker
from,
and the Mouse King is the name of the...
From the ballet, it's not really like a story.
Just a cool thing that
happens. The ballet is just like a lot of scenes of beautiful music and dance.
Yeah.
So like to translate that into an epic YA fantasy is like, would be tricky, I think.
I get the premise, I guess.
What's the other Disney movie, Realm in Time or something?
A Wrinkle in Time.
Isn't that like a kind of
similar
thing?
Isn't that one with Oprah or something?
Yeah.
A Wrinkle in Time. Here's the one, this is the start of a new thing.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I watched those
young adult things that like, here it is, the start of the new.
Never mind, sorry. No, didn't work out. The Giver or whatever. Yeah,
what the fuck? Yeah. Wrinkle in Time and the Nutcracker and the Four Realms was the same year.
Whoa, Disney. What a good year for garbage. God
Disney
damn.
Wait, was it Disney? Yeah, Disney fucked really,
Wrinkle in Time had a great TV movie that I remember watching
also
when I was
referenced heapers in the last season of Stranger Things.
Whoa, Stranger Things.
Everyone loves Stranger Things. I look just like Stranger Things. and there's a Demogorgon.
Damn. They should have made that song.
Yeah.
anyway,
I
was thinking,
how do I fit Vecna into this?
We're all trying mentally, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Bang, bang, Vecna at the door.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Anyway. Buddy Holly. Good song. Weezer.
Yes.
Good band.
Good song, dude.
I've never seen you more enthusiastic.
I love Weezer.
No, I know. Right now. In this moment. In this moment in time. In this wrinkle in time.
Wrinkle in Time, I believe Oprah plays a centaur, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
She's what like the
a big, big, beautiful centaur woman.
What? How are these movies not making $1 billion? Well, we got the Nutcracker where they go into like a four-headed mouse realm. Yeah. We got Oprah playing a big titty centaur or whatever he just said.
I think I did say that.
Now,
I think he's got me there.
Because that's why, like, whenever we go on podcasts and I get lost in the computer realm, because like I find stuff like this and I go, yeah, that was crazy that both a live action The Nutcracker called The Nutcracker and The Four Realms and A Wrinkle in Realm Time or whatever.
Wrinkle in Realm Time with big titted centaurs.
Yeah, dude.
Like, they just
played by one of the most famous talk show hosts.
Yeah, they just come
and
go.
Don't ask about our connections to powerful men.
No.
Anyway, the way that we got to that was me just simply reading out the director's credits of the first Jumanji, who had nothing to do with Jumanji 2 or Zathura. I just think it's interesting because the director of Zathura was Jon Favreau.
Whoa!
Iron Man's very own. So now we've got a director of Iron Man and a director of Captain America, and you probably go, wow, he's building towards a reveal that these Jumanji trilogy was directed by an MCU director. No, this one directed Warcard.
The Dewey
Now
Cross
that's
story?
Interesting.
Yeah. He got his, so it's Jake Castan.
Uh-huh.
He got his start directing, I think, 5 episodes of Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And then he made a film first. Zero Effect, classic written, directed, produced by situation. Then he made the Jack Black movie. Jack Black.
He only got connection.
Uh-huh. Orange County.
Okay.
Okay.
From 2002.
Yeah.
Then the TV set. I don't know what that is.
No idea. He's made a TV set.
Yeah. Stars Sigourney Weaver and David Duchovny and Judy Greer.
What's it about?
What the fuck?
There's too many movies out here.
This is from 2006. Why are people not telling me about weird movies?
What was that one about?
The TV
set. This Diet Coke tastes like apples.
Shut up.
Weird. Did you eat an apple?
No, it just tastes like apples.
Mm. You had a whole bunch of lemon curd. Would not be shocked if you've just had lemon curd on your lips.
Yeah, but then I had masuka.
Yeah.
Go on.
He did.
Whatever. You know what? I don't care. You're right. Your Diet Coke tastes like apples.
Just saying what I feel.
Yeah. He's out here experiencing the world, living in the moment. Just
Jackson lives the happiest life out of all.
Just saying what's occurring.
Yeah, he's living in the moment. You're living in 2008 or whatever, or 2006, where we had these weird movies.
Exactly.
David Duchovny and Sigourney Weaver star in a movie about a guy. Oh, it's not even an interesting premise. Idealistic screenwriter David Duchovny tries to navigate his TV pilot through the mine-laden path of casting, production, the madness of primetime scheduling, all while trying to stay true to his vision. Along the way, he has to juggle the agendas of his headstrong network president, Lenny Sigourney Weaver, volatile young stars, and his pregnant wife.
Whoa. Sounds awesome.
His pregnant wife's played by Justine Bateman, who I'm pretty sure is Jason Bateman's sister.
And it's gone full MAGA.
Whoa.
Yeah. I feel like that when you hear that your brother was pitching doing in real life incest in your in a TV show as a joke, that would make me crazy too.
Pretty funny though.
Pretty funny.
To have characters revealed to not be related.
Funny.
I don't think I would think that they were trying to fuck me. I don't think that if my brother was like, I'm making a TV show and it's got incest in it, if I would be like,
No. The joke was the reveal in the TV show is they're not related, but they were played by biological brother and sister.
Yeah, I think that's fine. It's the realm of make-believe, brother. Yeah.
And that was because the whole premise was about Maybe and George Michael wanting to hook up because they were cousins.
It's meta.
Yeah, but they're going to make out with your brother for TV?
They didn't make out.
No, they were going to.
Yeah.
That's why this is crazy.
Well, now that's bad.
Yeah, so originally...
Jason, don't make out with your sister.
No, because it's not...
Now I feel like I'm like their parent.
Jason! Stop kissing your sister!
Stop kissing your sister in the mouth!
Yes.
Yeah, so that's happening to my kids. I don't know what I'm doing.
Stop using...
I'm packing it in. I'm calling child services on
Jason's
my kids.
A fun. I get why people call their kid Jason.
Jason!
It's a fun name to yell
it's
at them.
Really
Jason,
good.
Come. Jason! Jason! Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so now you understand what I'm saying? The joke in the show was that these actual siblings in real life were playing a couple, whilst a couple, like people that were meant to be related in the TV show, were played by. Anyway, so it was going to be like a review.
I remember Arrested Development. Yeah. I'm across it. But I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah. Anyway, you should call the Dewey Cox story.
Tell Jason off in that regard.
Yeah. Jason!
Jason! Jason, this is bad, Jason. Don't make out with your sister, Jason. Yeah.
Jason. Jason.
It's really
made
good.
Bad teacher. One of the best as well. Names.
Yeah.
Then he made sex tape.
Yeah.
Actually, I wonder if Jason Segel's like a bit flat on the fact he hasn't got a call up for the Jumanji movies yet.
True.
He's in Bad Teacher and Sex Tape and Walk Hard.
Maybe.
And he's definitely in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
Was he like too busy?
Jake Kasten turned his back on
your mother or whatever.
Yeah, I'm doing your mother.
Yeah. He's too busy banging his mother or whatever the hell the show was called. How I Banged Your Mom.
Yeah.
Damn.
Say hi to your mum for
me. That's it. Yeah, that's the name of the show. You nailed it.
Anyway.
Actually, what's Jason Segel been up to?
I don't know.
What's he done like, post?
Yeah, well, How I Met Mother, then he did like all the Muppet, like the Muppet movie that he loved and like really did like his heart, you know, he put his whole heart and soul
absolutely.
To that. And,
which never got a sequel.
Well, he did, but
he's not in it. Yeah. Or he's like, barely in it.
He did Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And And then what's he done?
I don't know.
Been in
probably this? He's in, I would guess, I would take a wager, he's in some fucking TV show. Like something you've never heard of or you've only like vaguely aware of on like a streaming platform.
Like Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shrinking.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
When you lose an actor these days, that's where they've gone.
He's got a cushy job on, I think it's Shrinking with him and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Right?
There it is, dude.
Never mind. After that,
yeah.
He's also in a upcoming American action comedy thriller film. Oh, wait, no, that's already out and sucks, I think, Over Your Dead Body.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the, sad. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
the Lonely Island action movie that apparently has heaps of rape jokes.
Oh, damn.
Which is weird for a 2026 film. But Jason Segel's in two upcoming films that don't have a release date, one called Anxious People and one called Sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's also in Despicable Me.
Oh, who does he play in Despicable Me?
Vector.
That's right. Damn.
You're a burpy little boy.
Yeah, it's from all my apple-flavored diets.
I see.
So, Jumanji. Zathura comes out, great movie, but it's not really related other than that there's a magic board game.
Yeah.
But then they go, let's bring Jumanji back.
What is with this? Like, is it made by the same company? Or is it like... It's the same premise, but we're using a different board game.
Because Jumanji is based off a book, like a kid's book. And I believe Zathura was written by the same guy.
Okay.
So it's like, they were like, well, we want to make a sequel, but we don't want to make Jumanji 2. Oh, Zathura's right here.
All right, cool.
Let's do sci-fi Jumanji.
Okay. Sad that it didn't, I guess, wasn't as successful.
I liked it. I liked it more.
Yeah, I remember watching it as a, really had a good time. What's his name? Dax Shepard?
Yeah, Dax Shepard. He plays the little boy grown up. Spoilers for Zathura.
Yeah. Twist that everyone saw coming, I assume.
I guess.
It was very obvious.
But then they brought back Jumanji with Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, where the premise is now it's a magic SNES game or something that sucks you into Jumanji realm.
Yeah.
And hey, it's the characters are now in the bodies of, you know, the video game characters, Jack Black, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Karen Gillian, and
Guy.
What the hell's his
Kevin
name?
Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I always forget Kevin Hart's name for some reason.
Dude, put some respect on Kevin Hart's name. I'm trying to remember. I found out the physical reason why they're connected though. Zathura is literally underneath Jumanji in the same box.
That's like in Zathura the movie?
No, so in the books.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I think when Joe Johnson made the first Jumanji movie, the second book, Zathura hadn't been written yet, so he had obviously no way of knowing.
That's funny.
But yeah, basically what happens is, at the end of Jumanji the book, they put the board game back where they found it, and then another kids pick it up, and they go, this looks like it sucks shit.
This looks lame.
And they go, whoa, there's a space game underneath here.
Let's play fucking Zathura, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck?
I love when Dusha finds
out. Yeah, dude.
Okay, the Jumanji remake starts, Legacy sequel starts with 1996.
96? But it came out in 94?
What the fuck?
Dude, so remember Jumanji 1995, it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie has an ending.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Both movies, I remember when movies used to have an ending.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a minute.
And not every movie does these days. That is true.
Anyway, teenager Alex... Teenager Alex.
I love teenager Alex.
Yeah.
Receives Jumanji, which was previously disposed of by Alan and Sarah in 1969.
Oh, that's right.
From
I
his father,
now.
Who found it on the coast.
Yeah.
And then Alex goes, pish posh to your fucking found board game.
Fair enough.
Who gives a shit?
It's 1995. five or whatever, six or whatever.
But who cares?
Yeah.
I do love, like, oh, kids, I've bought her a video, like a board game. Oh, did you buy it from the store, Papa?
No.
I found it on the coast. On the beach. Dad, have you lost your fucking mind?
How do we play? Is there an instruction booklet?
Well, because then, if I remember correctly, it transforms.
Later that night, Alex has found that the board game has, in fact, transformed into a video game cartridge.
Oh, much better. Thanks.
1996, I mean, you say Super Nintendo, but that's Nintendo 64.
True. Though. But it looks like an NES from memory,
that's
doesn't
very
it?
Funny. Good. Dad, he got me a SNES game.
Yeah, dude, it's 1996. Lame.
Dad, I'm playing GoldenEye.
Yeah. I don't want to play this shit.
And in 5 years, I'm going to be playing Halo, Dad. Yeah, I'm going to be learning some awesome words.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alex plugs the game in and then he gets sucked into it. Sucked off into the Jumanji realm.
And then in the present, some
then
new
21
teens
years
get
later,
sucked in. Yeah.
Teens find... I think they get detention, and in their detention they find...
It's in, like, the school for some reason. They get sucked in.
Yeah.
Then everybody comes back out at the end. Then in the sequel, I believe their grandpas get sucked in. And that's pretty funny.
That's funny.
You know what?
That's all right.
Good idea for a sequel.
Yeah, what if your grandpa got sucked off?
Yeah, exactly.
What if grandpa got sucked off by the computer?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
And hey, because, I mean, like, I guess part of the joy of these movies now is, like... I got to see Jack. So in the first one, Jack Black plays a teenage girl.
Mm.
And in the second one, he plays...
An old man.
Danny DeVito, I guess. And then in this one, he plays someone's mom, or I don't know who he is in
I
this.
I can't believe Danny DeVito getting sucked off by a video game.
Yeah.
It's really easy to
It's easy to picture.
Him just like, what's this thing?
What
like,
the hell?
Plugs it in, starts playing. Oh! And then he's suddenly like yelling as some sort of like, as Mario.
Yeah.
Really simple.
Whoa. Yeah, I can picture that too.
Who's this Goomba?
What the hell's a Goomba doing here?
Yeah.
I'm becoming a bit Wario.
Okay, so, in the sequel... Spencer, who's one of the kids from the original four, is like, guys, let's meet up over Christmas. Because, you know, like, we're in the first semester of college now.
Remember when we went into Jumanji?
Yeah, he's come over, but he's depressed because his...
He loves Jumanji.
He's worried that his life sucks ass compared to his friends that he's inviting over.
Mm.
And he gets tempted, and he misses being Dr. Smolder Bravestone.
I see.
Who I believe is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Anyway, so then they get to his house because they're like, where the fuck is this Spencer cunt? Where the fuck is this piece of shit cunt? Who sucks compared to us? Anyway,
he was right if he was thinking that.
They find that he's put together the game.
You motherfucker. Yeah. I'd be so worried this exact same scenario is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I would be terrified. I'm no longer playing any video games. I've becoming an outdoorsman.
I don't want to go into Halo.
No.
I'll die.
This motherfucker. And I'm like, he better not be tricking me. He's better fucking trick me, isn't he? Piece of shit, Spencer. I'm going to hit him. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, then they go, well, he can't get out of the game by himself, so I guess we're going back in.
If I'm that third friend, I am so cut.
I guess we got to go back in.
No, we
don't. Hey, Zamet.
No.
I guess we got to go back into Jumanji to get our friend back.
We don't. Maybe you can go in. I'll give you an hour.
Well, we're going to need all four of us.
No,
Adam got sucked off into Jumanji again.
It's fine. You don't. One of us needs to stay out here, maybe.
I don't think that's true, man. It's fine. Jumanji was chill.
So then only two of the three get sucked in this time.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, the grandpas upstairs also get sucked in. It's one of them is a grandpa, one of them is the grandpa's estranged friend.
Nice.
I guess that makes sense for the theme of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you've got problems with your friends, you got to resolve by going in Jumanji.
So Martha
sometimes
goes...
granddad gets sucked off by his estranged friend. It's fine. These things happen.
So then the Martha who was Ruby in the first one is Ruby again.
Mm.
And then you go, oh, okay, the character's going back to their old bodies. But Fridge is now... There's a kid called Fridge.
Yeah,
that's
we know.
Fine.
That was just...
Hey, that's okay.
Cool.
Fridge, who I don't know who he was originally, is now Jack Black.
Oh, okay.
And then Eddie and Milo become Spencer and Fridge's old avatars. Smolder Bravestone and Mouse Finbar. I should have kept reading and then I would have known who Fridge was originally.
Yeah.
Mm. So Mouse is Kevin Hart.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, then a whole bunch of shit happens. They go find Alex, who was, you know.
He's like, hey guys, I thought you'd be better than me. And they probably go, hey, man, we all went to fucking Jumanji together. And grow the fuck up.
It's all traumatic, dude.
Do you know who plays Alex, the guy who gets stuck in the game? Colin Hanks.
Whoa. Cool.
Anyway.
If I was Colin Hanks, would I want to be Dwayne The Rock?
Good question. No, I'd want to be Colin Hanks.
No. But Alex,
it's a very different build.
Yeah. Alex, no, you're thinking of Spencer.
Oh, sorry.
Alex is the one that was stuck in the game in the first movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who was he?
The one who cracked the shits about board game.
Yeah. Okay. That's Colin Hanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Big fan of him.
I think he's played by Nick Jonas in.
Yes, I think he is too.
In like the in Jumanji realm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then in the new one, it looks like the Jumanji guys have come out of the game.
Oh.
Yeah. But
they're entering the real.
The classic scenario.
Doing a Tron Legacy and the new Tron pedophile film where the computer go into the real.
It's very funny.
Wow, Jumanji, the next level, ends with them being like, fuck, we finally got out of Jumanji. I'm so glad we're not in Jumanji anymore. And then in mid-credits, actually, one of them stays in the Jumanji.
Damn. Awesome, dude.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I get it. If you're like Max Spencer or whatever, and you're like, hey, you're alive and it sucks and I'm living with your granddad and he's a strange friend.
Exactly. I'm staying in Jumanji.
Whatever. Look,
it's Danny DeVito's piece of shit friend Danny Glover who opts to stay in Jumanji.
Hey, fair enough.
Awesome.
Cheap death.
Yeah.
So everyone returns to the real world. And then Spencer's mother brings a repairman into the house who sees a broken video game console and inadvertently triggers the game. Simultaneously, a herd of ostriches appear outside the restaurant where Eddie is reunited with the owner, Nora, and Spencer and the others, blah, 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 blah. So basically, post-credit scene, a repairman opens Jumanji and ostriches get out.
Mm.
Now, then we get to this Jumanji. God, I want to watch Jumanji.
Yeah, dude.
So I haven't seen any of these Jumanjis.
Really? I swore we saw the first one together.
No.
I haven't seen any of them either.
What the fuck? I've seen the first one.
Did you watch with Adam?
I don't know.
I thought I watched it with you two.
My memory was seeing it with you guys and like whenever the fuck it came out. I guess
2019? 2017?
Yeah.
Did you see it with that? Ryder?
I don't. Maybe? Yeah. I wouldn't have seen it by myself. Or would I have?
I don't know.
I definitely haven't seen it because it's not on my letterbox.
Because I'm like, oh, if you're going to go see it for work, at least the other one would have seen it.
But yeah.
Neither of us have seen it. So we wouldn't have said, go see it. No, we didn't as a joke. So you didn't
I feel
it for
like,
work.
You want to hear something crazy? I feel like I've seen it twice.
That's not that crazy.
Yeah, but
it's the most Jackson Bailey, I'm going to watch this instead of doing something productive movie in the world.
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose you're right.
Yeah. I could do this thing that's pressing.
What if I watched Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle again?
You'd probably be like, have I seen this? And then you started watching it, you'd be like, oh, I don't really remember this. Yeah. This is fun.
I'm having a good time.
Was this when you were living in the garage?
I suspect so, yeah.
Was it maybe when I went to the UK?
Maybe me and Adam went
and
saw it?
Like Zoe.
Yeah.
Cast when you know you you ruined that house when I wasn't there.
It could have been.
Yeah. What did they do to the house?
Stinky? Jackson lived.
Yeah.
I remember just.
Jackson lived full stop years.
Yeah. I remember once.
I sure do.
You know,
do you still get undressed in the same way?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's nice. Good.
You know, Jackson was sometimes you'd get to see he'd been raptured mid step. You'd see how he'd come into the house, despite like all the things that were on the floor of he took off a shoe here, jacket there. All right, he's taking
walked with one shoe on for way too long.
Where's his other shoe? Oh, there it is.
It's crazy because getting undressed, were you cold and you wanted to get undressed? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
That was a different man.
The past is a different country.
Yeah.
There's the coat hang, like the coat rack, whatever, and Jackson's coat is not
on the floor. Yeah.
Near-ish it.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be sick if Jackson didn't pick up his clothes, though, so then like you get
he
back
didn't.
After being... Yeah, no. I mean, like, for a month. So like you get back and there's
trail.
Just like multiple trails.
And I'm naked because I'm out of clothes.
It's like, it's a desire path of my clothes.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you do when you're out of clothes? Does anyone know?
Huh?
What?
What the hell are you saying?
See, I have no memory of that house, of the washing machine.
I remember the
laundry.
Washing machine.
Where the fuck was the laundry?
See,
in
it was
that
a
house.
Laundry.
It was
like
a
near
laundry.
The
we did have a laundry.
Yeah.
But man, I have zero memory of
it
that.
It's like on the road to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Not the toilet, the bathroom with the shower and stuff.
Yeah.
To the left.
It was like there was studio at the back laundry. End. Then we had like Adam's room.
Oh, yeah, because the car was also fucked up. Yeah, whoa.
I always forget. Anyway.
It is crazy to remember that that house was this can't be right, but I think it is. It was like you came in the front door.
Mm-hmm. On the right was the master bedroom.
There was
like
branching paths.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and in the middle of those branches, so one would lead like to the studio and like the bedrooms. And then one would lead like into the kitchen. Yeah. And in the middle, isolated, was the toilet.
No, on the side was the toilet. But in the middle was what was like the dividing path.
Yeah.
It was just like this giant like closet.
Yeah, but wasn't there a toilet on the other side of that?
Yeah.
The toilet was to the right of it. So like it was a branching path and you could turn right to the toilet.
Yeah. We got to get back to this house.
Damn, right? Yeah, dude. How nostalgic.
Yeah.
Taking shit in the old company toilet.
Because it's not that far from where we are now. Like, I remember driving past it recently, and it's like a couple doors down, like for sale. I'm like, oh.
Imagine. Go back.
Be the neighbor of our old house. We used to wreck this house and fill it with bad vibe. You worried that it's full of ghosts? It is.
Yeah, it is. That's on us.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it was, opening up, like, opening up the garage, which was Jackson's room, and being like, I know we haven't been robbed or ransacked or, like, but it did feel like in every classic movie where someone is looking for, like, something,
like
the drugs or, like, a USB stick that has, like, the all the files that's going to bring down the government. Like, because it was just,
it's crazy.
Like someone
like
had
that.
Exploded out of your
dresser.
It was crazy.
Like, obviously, that I'm still me, but that guy, to like think my bedroom's clean, you know, like at my house now,
that's a shock to me.
My bedroom's clean, my cupboard's full.
I've seen your bedroom in the background of Zoom calls and stuff lately. Clean,
tidy.
Clean, maybe not tidy.
I mean, like, there will be, if there's going to be clothes in my bedroom now, it'll be on the floor in front of my bed because it's like, as I take off my clothes to go to bed, if I'm just knackered, let them fall on the floor.
Yeah.
And sometimes there might be clothes on my bed if in that morning I like went through some like, oh, do I want to wear this? Oh, I don't want to wear this. You know, that's probably where the main mess is going to come, really.
Impressive.
But like,
different
back
man.
Then, different man, dude. Different just man. Who was everywhere. He?
So funny.
He didn't care.
In
a way, I miss him.
Yeah,
he didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
he's like, fuck it, dude. My shoes on the ground.
Fuck my boss.
Fuck my boss. Fuck his house.
Fuck my life. I'll stay up till 5 a.m.
Mostly fuck my room.
Well, that too. Yeah, I'll stay up till 5, 6, sometimes 7 a.m. when the light's coming in.
No, is that the sunrise?
God knows what.
Time to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Go to bed. I'll wake up at 3 p.m. and record some Plumbing the Death Star. My life's good.
He lied.
Yeah. Now I'm like, well, time to wake up at 8 a.m. with a headache. And for it to hit 10 and me to be like, I'm tired.
Wait, that sounds worse.
Yeah, it is. That's what I mean.
Maybe it was good.
That's what I mean. I miss that guy.
I kind of do like the idea of just like having an obviously...
Legitimately, in the last couple of months, I've had to return chicken to my local grocery store multiple times because it had very clearly started to turn well before its alleged expiration date. It did not feel good walking up the road with a bunch of frightening-smelling chicken in my hand, ready to ask for a refund from a very uncomfortable grocery store clerk. Thankfully, that's a thing of the past for me, thanks to Omaha Steaks. That's steaks, Frank's, seafood, chicken, all delivered straight to my door. No more awkward conversations at the grocery store, no more funny looks from people on the street, just delicious, vacuum-sealed, quality protein when I want it, exactly how I want it. If you're looking for guaranteed freshness every time you open the fridge, why not try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today? That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with the promo code BEEF, that's BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com with the promo code BEEF for $35 off at the checkout. Terms apply. See the site for details.
Hey, have you ever wanted to, like, touch us in the flesh.
Uh-oh.
Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but yeah, we're going to be doing some of these ones. Exactly. We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Yeah. Okay? Want to revisit a podcast you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better? Why not head to shanspensradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. We dress better now, though, I think.
I would agree, so I really like the way you said good save. Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good. It's good. But they've become better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's just me,
that.
Brother. That's how yeah, I talk now. Like
climbing this stuff. We're better now.
Like, I mean, I actually,
yeah,
I could do this.
Oh no!
But
oh no!
That's a bad beginning to a sentence.
What
could you do?
Like the idea of just like for like a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Just like having like a response, not necessarily responsibility free week.
Yeah.
Like I don't mean like just like, you know, pissing my pants and
not tidying
the house, but just like a week where I go, who cares what time it is?
Yes.
Just vibe out for a week.
Fuck, dude. It would feel, imagine, let's just all imagine backsliding into our worst habits and how good that would feel.
What?
The biggest problem I have right now is if we have enough people to raid some sort of dungeon in WoW.
Oh, yes, dude. Get back on WoW.
I think my...
Surely it's only gotten better.
Dude.
My worst habits are probably just like diet and like no exercise.
That's what I mean, dude.
But I think
imagine
that
backsliding.
I don't miss that though.
No,
the
fair.
Staying up, because yeah, like I'm like, yeah, I feel like clothes are better now.
Yeah,
and I just
feel
better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although going out on just like a Thursday night and drinking 10,000 drinks, knowing that I start work at like 8:30 a.m. on the Friday.
That's what I mean,
like,
dude.
Yeah,
imagine you go out Thursday night, 10,000 drinks. You go to like a Korean barbecue place and just eat until you're fucking sick with yourself.
So much.
Go home, 3 a.m. Who
go
gives
home,
a shit?
You're in like, you know, you're in the shed of someone you vaguely know in the backyard. They offer you, offer you an ice pipe.
Right.
You're like, oh,
why not?
Okay.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, it'll keep me up. For work.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, to be young again.
To backslide.
To backslide.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I just like the idea of, so maybe like the week where Joel Zammett, you're in the UK for our tour, but me and Jackson haven't left yet. I'll go, well, I finished all my work for a week. What if I just,
backslide.
No bedtime, no wake up time.
Oh,
just
my God, dude. I would be so scared. How bad do you think it would get? For me, I'm waking up at 1 p.m.
Although, that might be good for the jet lag.
Oh, my God. It could be practical.
You know what? Maybe. Hang on, what's the time difference?
Yeah, it's like basically almost like 12 hours, but maybe 11 or 13, which you forget.
Become nocturnal, basically.
Okay, so it's currently 2:20 p.m.
Yeah.
In London, it's 5:20 a.m. So if I stay up to like 3 or 4 a.m., that's... I shouldn't have done it that way.
No.
World clock.
You went about that back.
So it's 5:20.
Yeah,
So you stay up at 3, 4, 5. It's like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not good. That doesn't help.
No.
But then you just keep pushing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got no because
keep
they're
pushing.
No, because I would need. Oh right, as in like I would have to be waking up in the middle of the night.
Yes, dude.
So I would have to live so timeless that I'm because I'm doing the I would have to rather than stay up late, I'd have to start getting up really early so that like my day.
Oh, you lap yourself.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
What I'm saying.
Whoa,
keep pushing.
Fuck. To lap yourself.
Okay. It's real fucking.
You would not
up.
Recover. If you lapped yourself. If you stayed up so late that you were waking up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not recovering. You've permanently damaged your sleep cycle forever.
Yeah, you're like, full on just miss it. That's a whole day gone.
Fuck.
Just a whole day of circadian rhythms just out the wazoo.
Fuck, man. Well, yeah, I think you should do it.
Yeah,
I think that would be
I'm
going
to
really
find
awesome.
Out what... Okay, I'm going to try and figure out... Okay.
Okay.
So I need to start... If I want to try and have normal, I'm going to need to start waking up at 6 p.m.
Okay. Now that's good.
That's good stuff.
Waking up at 6 like p.m., that. You're going to bed at like what?
Yeah. Hang on, let's find. Yeah, I'm going to have to go to bed at like 11, 12 p.m. That's going to be hard to do.
That's going to be
like 11 a.m.?
Yeah. 11 a.m. When lunch comes around.
You know what, time for a...
Oh, Bush, time to hit the hay.
Sorry, I'm backsliding. Yeah. I've
been up all night. For you, it's lunch. For me, it's bedtime.
But when you have dinner, don't worry. It'll be breakfast for me.
Yeah. You're being like, time to have a delicious, juicy steak. I'm like, not for me. Bacon and eggs.
Wakey, to start wakey. My day.
Wakey, hands off snakey.
It's crazy because like there's really because like most places you could be like, oh, okay, if I just stab late I'll adapt, but it's like there's it doesn't make a fucking difference.
No,
really,
dude.
Like if I'm going to bed at midnight or 4 a.m either way jet lag's coming for me.
You have to go to bed.
You guys, you made me arrive. And we've already arrived.
A day
or so before. And then it's like, it's go to woe from that moment on.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to rule.
I know.
And then I get straight back to first show.
I honestly think I won't have fully adjusted to the time zones that when I come back, jet lag won't fuck me that bad.
Probably.
Or alternatively, I'll have had 3 days where I... Maybe
or
one
alternatively,
day.
You're waking up at 6 p.m.
Fuck, dude, to start your day at 6 p.m.
So,
because it would fuck you up because 6 p.m., you'd hit, like, depending on, like, the time of year.
Oh, it's summer.
It's, yeah.
So you get back.
It's, like, it'll
it's
be
light.
It'll be light.
You get a couple hours of light.
It'll hit, like, around, like, when honestly, like, 8, 9 p.m. Yeah. It'll start to get dark again. Yeah. Your body will be like, should I go to sleep? Like, I've not been up long.
And then time for lunch?
And then also, like, but how awesome to live that bizarre nocturnal life.
Become a ghoul, man.
Where you go, like, it's, like, 4 a.m. Nothing's open.
Yeah.
It's no hot. One's awake. It's boiling hot. What do?
Go for a walk.
Go to the beach.
Go to the creek.
Go to the creek.
I don't know why, but
be
like...
the creek.
Going to the creek is really good. Fuck, 4 a.m., what's a man to do? Might head to the creek.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
When I was a teen, I used to hang out at the creek.
Yeah. Backsliding.
Backsliding. Creek life, dude.
Creek life.
Just like, because you wake up at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you're staying up till, let's say, 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So giving myself 7 hours of sleep a day. People usually say a night, but
no
not
for you.
And 7 hours, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You're a dad. People always 5 hours.
8 hours. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. 7 hours is pretty normal.
My normal sleep cycle, I think naturally I sleep for somewhere between probably like 6.5 and 7.5.
Yeah.
If I sleep for 8, I usually wake up and I go, what the fuck? Why was time?
Yeah, something is wrong has happened.
Mm.
Give myself 7 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, that perfect. Also means if I ever want to do any normal shopping.
Yeah.
Not supermarket stuff, because that's okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. A lot of places are open until like 11 to even midnight. Mm-hmm.
So it means that I have to do any of my normal guy activities either in the last 2 hours I'm awake or the first hour or so I'm awake.
Yeah, I guess from like 9 to 10, just before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go do like.
So you gotta go buy new pants.
You gotta go buy pants.
I gotta go to fucking hype.
I gotta go get
a charger for my phone.
Yeah, you arrive at like, you know, just before they open up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're first in line. Like, oh, come on, guys.
Sorry, I gotta get to bed.
Oh, you seem so tired. You just wake up.
No.
Oh, wait, hang on. What I'm talking about is just like a night shift work, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But it feels weird to me is imagine going out.
I've worked overnight, though.
Yeah, I know, but this is permanently for no reason.
Yeah.
That's
and also, like, the latest I've ever worked is till.
Yeah. You do a podcast.
9.
Yeah.
9 a.m. I've done 9 till 9 before.
Yeah, boys, we're starting at like 10. 7 p.m. because of Zusha's did some fuck-ass backsliding.
Backsliding.
I don't fucking know.
Maybe I'll just fuck my life. I'll get a full-time job. Like, boys, I'm not quitting the podcast.
Yeah.
but we're just recording only at night now.
Okay, well, you should have made my life and Tom's life pretty difficult.
That's annoying.
But that's
but
fine.
Doable.
No, we can make it work.
It's only bad for you in like 3 years when Johnny Baby goes to school, but until then, it's actually awesome.
Yeah. That's cute, yeah.
And for you, Jackson, there's no plus sides.
It just fucked my life up. Unless I backslide too.
Unless you like...
get another job also.
Or you forward run, I guess, is the opposite of slide.
Oh!
And learn to drive.
Yes. It'd still be bad if I drove.
No, it wouldn't. Traffic would be, like, a lot better.
Yeah, but why am I here at night? That's my time.
Yeah, but now the morning's your time.
I guess the morning could be my time.
Yeah, sure. Like, if I'm, like, and I'm, like, in this situation, I'm not doing...
Fuck us. Yeah. Over here.
No. He's like, no, I couldn't possibly...
I need my time because I gotta, you know, go to the creek and finger my ass or whatever.
9 to 5's not enough of my time. You can't take my time.
It's my time.
My time. I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, it's my fucking time. You've stolen
no responsibility.
In this situation, I'm also working, so it's not like I'm gonna be like, hey, we have to record from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. I'd be like, hey, we're just doing 7 till 10, maybe? And you go,
that's my time.
I'm like, Jackson, look at it this way. You now no longer have to work 6 to 7 hour days. You just have to work 3 hour nights.
That's my time. Plus, you don't have to wake up so early.
It's true. And that would make me backslide, honestly. God, I don't have to work until 7 p.m. Time to sleep in.
You're also waking up at 6 p.m.
Damn.
You're like, damn, it's actually perfect time to record.
Yeah, dude, I actually love this, dude.
I mean, I'm 35. Maybe I could just have a midlife crisis. I got no responsibilities outside of work.
How long do you think you're going to live?
Like 70?
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
You're probably due a midlife crisis, frankly.
Yeah, let's midlife crisis, but I've got no money or assets.
Mm.
Yeah, which means you got, you know, like, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
What are they going to do? Take away my non-existent kids?
Exactly.
The government's like, oh, we're child protective services. We've come to give you a vasectomy just in case. I see my backslides made the news.
A man it's who
public.
Wow, yeah, a man who backslid so bad.
The government sterilized him.
We don't often do this, but extreme. So
just in case.
We've heard some things in the... some rumors been babbling and a few little sex over here.
You're backsliding pretty hard, pal, so we're going to...
I know we're recording
tomorrow, and I've got a massive day tomorrow because we're also recording a beautiful video game podcast, new episodes every Friday called Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Available as part of the Tenspits Radio Network. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. It's hosted by me and Jackson and a rotating guest every week.
Yeah.
So I'm at the studio for like 10, 11 hours, but staying up really late tonight for no reason, pretty appealing.
You should do it, dude.
Funny.
Do you know what I think it is?
Yeah.
After midnight, that's my time.
Yeah.
All of my friends are adults.
Yeah.
No one can ask me to do shit.
I could not agree more.
Dude.
It hits at 1 a.m. and if I don't have anything the next day, obviously I'm like, I should be asleep right now. But I go, I can do what I like. But obviously also, it's 1 a.m. So you're like, what am I doing?
See, this is also...
Video games move, like, is in the recreational stuff. Because it's like, working past midnight would be fucked up. I'm not going to edit it.
Yeah.
But I could play a video game. I could watch a movie.
Play a little video game. Watch a little movie.
So this is another thing as well. Like, having a kid.
Yeah.
Like, he goes to bed like 7. 7:30.
Fucking idiot kid.
Yeah.
That's dinner time. Yeah, Wake up.
Dinner time's 5. So 7 o'clock.
When we started work today and he was eating lunch, that fucked me up.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Lunch at 10 a.m.?
That's crazy.
What a time to
be alive. Crazy.
But yeah, you go to bed at 7, 7:30, and then you're like, well, you got to, you do the little chores you can't do. You got to feed the cats, litter, do a bit of tidying up, all those kind of things. And then it's like, well, that's my time. Now I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'm really tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I should just go to bed and sleep.
But it's your time.
But it's my time.
The baby's asleep.
And then if I don't do something for me, which could just be vegging on like the couch, playing on my little Steam Deck or watching a movie or reading a book.
Or tugging on your little penis.
Or tugging my little penis.
Yeah, that's a good
while I'm like, hon, why do we ever make love anymore? Is it because of my tiny penis?
That's a really good
move.
She's
like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also you're jerking it on the couch. We've got company. And I'm like, I don't care. It's my house.
I go,
it's my time, baby. babe.
My time.
I know you do, Shrek. He's backsliding.
And I go, this is awesome.
Check him out, dude. He's backsliding.
See, it's good to backslide.
Backsliding's awesome, dude.
She can backslide too.
Yeah.
She'd have to backslide into a previous person I didn't know.
Oh, true.
Whoa, that would be a mystery to
Party
me.
Party Sim.
Party Sim. Ah! We should all backslide.
Yeah, but that's like
the smart thing. Go to sleep. Yeah. But you don't. Because no, like, of course it's my time. It's my time.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. You've been making some good time on your time.
Yeah.
Pathogenic.
Great game. My time. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't be.
You shouldn't have probably put 33 hours in the last 2 weeks into that.
That's great awesome. Game,
no, though. That's good stuff, though. And hey. That's, I think, what the big takeaway from today is. You can backslide a little bit.
You got backslide a little bit.
You don't want to be all forward sliding. Yeah,
because, you know.
You can work on yourself as much as you like, but you've got to regress a bit.
Yeah, because Sim, she's watching The OC at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Nice, dude.
I like to call, like, personally, I feel that's a bit of backslide.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. A little bit too loud.
But it's fine. And like, so she
OC is real. It is like.
It's very funny because we're watching it. I've never watched it before in my life.
The OC, bitch.
Yeah. Man, I hate Marissa. Yeah. That's great because Sim also hates Marissa. I got some great news for me.
Yes. Spoilers. Wait until she gets in that car and season
I'm
three.
Looking forward to it. She's so annoying. Everyone drops everything to help her and she makes so many terrible decisions.
Yeah, but she has a beautiful mom or an evil mom.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone is banging their ex's mom, and I love that.
Yeah.
And like, as I'm watching it, this guy's, you know, he's having a mental break. He's almost kidnapped her. And like,
Trey?
And Simlis goes over, and he's like, this is still season one. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
This whole thing is great.
God damn.
Can't wait to see how this
Sandy's
ends
Sandy's the
up.
Dad with Sandy. The big eyebrows. Yeah.
He's
and
great.
Also, Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, so it's very fun to be like, well, it's a rogue, classic roguelite of like time to get sucked off into this because it's my time.
Yeah.
So I backslide a little bit because then I should be sleeping, but I'm not.
God,
I'm when I finish that, I'm like, it's still my time. Mm. And then I read my book for a couple of hours and then I go, oh, I fucked it.
I hate when
time to go to sleep.
Oh,
at like 1 a.m. and we woke it up at 5.
I will say one thing that's a real big piece of shit, losing your time to phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't happen to me that, like,
nah,
I don't.
It sucks. That sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever lose, like, I'm not, I don't find phone, like, Instagram reels and stuff like that distracting enough that, like, I'm late for things or, like, I don't do things because I'm scrolling my phone. But I might lose half an hour where I could have been playing
a video
game.
Well, you get trapped in a hole, basically.
Yeah, I can fall in a hole, but I'm not going to fall off a cliff on, like, people I've seen lose entire nights.
God, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, reels are good, but they're not that good.
But they're easy to digest, so it's very easy to just...
But also, like, I mean, I don't know if I'm getting dopamine from that. I could drink alcohol or smoke a cigarette for dopamine.
Time,
or jack
dude.
Off my little penis.
On the couch.
On the couch.
While the people are around.
Yeah. And they go,
he's backsliding. Check him out.
He's backsliding.
Check him out. He's one of the best.
No, I'm dick sliding my dick into my hand.
Oh. I hate when, for whatever reason, I have like a late night where I go to bed at, get to bed at midnight because my brain goes, you need at least 2 hours in bed of fucking around time.
Well, you might have fucking around time.
You know, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll watch a movie or a TV show or scroll on my phone. Well, something like, off my little dick.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to bed at 12:30, then I know that 2 hours is going to push me into the 2 a.m. territory.
Yeah. Might as well stay up.
You might as well not sleep. Do you think you could hack a sleepless night?
Like,
I mean, you've probably done it.
Like an all-nighter?
All-nighter? I think it would wreck me for about probably 6 months. If I did
is it
now.
An all-nighter, but like I go, when do I get to go to sleep? Do I go to sleep at like 7 a.m.?
Let's say yes. Yeah. 7 a.m., 7 a.m. bedtime.
It's tough, but I've done it within the last couple of years.
God, dude.
It sucks.
The last time I did it was about 18 months ago when I worked that overnight shift I was just talking about.
Yeah, okay.
But because it was at a music festival, I worked the shift.
Yeah.
I can say, I don't know why I'm... So I worked at Laneway in 2024, I was part of the overnight crew, but it also meant that I got a free ticket to the festival.
Mm.
So I was like, I'm going to go to the festival.
Of course.
Because otherwise, okay, yeah, sure, I get paid money for the shift. It's not like a volunteer shift.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going to say no to a thing I want to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was at the music festival from, I think, like 11 or 12 p.m. So I woke up at a normal time.
Yeah.
And then My shift started at 9 p.m. and I worked until 9 a.m. And then by the time I got home, it would have been like 10, 10:30. And I was okay the next day.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
I slept until like 3 or 4 p.m.
And but then you bounced back. What time did you go to bed that night? Do you remember?
Or maybe I woke up at like 3.
Yeah.
So like I didn't have a full night's sleep that way. Like, yeah, as in, like, yeah. I only got a couple of hours. So then I could just go to bed at kind of a normal time.
Yeah. Nice. God, dude.
And I was fine the next day. It didn't fuck me up that bad.
Really? I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm impressed. Yeah, I don't think I could hack it.
See how I am tomorrow when I stay up all night for no reason.
Yes, dude.
I had Johnny Baby, like, because it was when he was like waking up every 2 hours for a feed.
Like an idiot.
Like that. And I either had like, I think I watched Dark. Yeah. All of Dark.
Good show.
Or I was like, yeah, end up playing a Steam Deck just. Because again, it's like those things were like, well, this is going to like enough to like
keep the brain
keep
active,
the brain active so I can go till like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. and then be like, baby, yours now, I'm asleep.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, my God.
Did that
God.
For a couple, like a couple of weeks, I think.
I just can't, if I have like a bad sleep, and I'm terrible at sleeping, I'm not good at it, and I go to bed at like 3 or 4 a.m., which does happen to me sometimes. Not because I'm backsliding, just because.
Oh yeah, just yeah.
Just get insomnia and stuff.
Oh, I know. Is that the word? Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm so tired. I need to sleep, and
you go, well, it's not happening. Great,
that's great.
And it's always when I get shit on the next day.
It always.
It's never
is.
When it's like there's nothing on. Whatever. It's always like fuck. I got to get up at a little bit earlier. Or I got to do a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Then I'm always just like 4 a.m., 4:30, and I go, God damn it.
Yeah.
But when that happens, I'm fucked for like 2 days afterwards. Mm. So I know an all-nighter would frankly truly. Destroy me.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we think will happen in Jumanji.
Yeah. That's what I suspect will happen in that movie.
Yeah. I mean, what's basically going to happen?
New World Order or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So like the game, it exploded or whatever. And then like the fucking, the guys are there, but there is their demo version of themselves.
Is it going to be in the real or is it like an MMO?
It's the real and then they get sucked back into the game, which is like an MMO.
Okay.
So yeah, the game will break. They'll get sucked into the real or explode into the real. They're going to fix the game and try and suck them back in, and they'll accidentally get sucked back in, and they'll be like, we're going to put an end to this once and for all.
We're going to stop going into the Jumanji.
Yeah, we
got to
get out of here.
And I reckon
the authorities.
Kirsten Dunst will be in this.
Whoa, wheel spin?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
Backslide. Backslide.
Put that on the... Backslide. Put
backslide on the wheel.
All-nighter?
Oh,
fuck. Come here. Sit down with Twitch at 9 p.m.
Oh, to do an IRL Twitch stream for like 8 hours. Oh, that makes me more tired than doing nothing,
yeah,
I think.
Absolutely.
Anyway, because this is apparently the finale. And just a reminder, Kirsten Dunst plays the child.
Yes,
Wait, I will still spin the wheel, but let's find out before, to avoid...
In case
already been
situation.
Announced.
Yeah.
You know.
I've not heard anything, but you know, it's not going to be as big news as like something from a superhero movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst Jumanji sequels.
Well, who plays the other kid?
I don't know, but that's Robin Williams.
No, the other kid.
That's Robin Williams.
That's who.
When he's a little boy. Wait, no, I'm stupid.
No, it's sorry. Kirsten Dunst.
I got confused and thought Kirsten Dunst was the girl that's a little girl when Robin Williams is a little boy. But no, you're right. I'll find out for you.
Yeah.
Jumanji. Cast.
Okay. I spin the wheel, but I did just find a thing where the director was like, yeah, there's a reason we have...
$50? Motherfucker.
$50!
Did he just get a confirmed $50?
No, not yet. So, okay, what I found before I spun the wheel thinking I was going to lose, I'll read what it says, because I would say that whilst this is a direct, so at the end of 2024, so still 2 years out from this film coming out, the director explains why Kirsten Dunst did not appear in the sequels.
Okay.
Mm.
We love Kirsten. She's fantastic.
We love Kirsten. Fuck.
We love
That's
Kirsten.
Why she's not coming.
We love Kirsten. She's fantastic. From the time we did Welcome to the Jungle, we were very focused on keeping a little bit of connectivity to the original movie, which we love. We've always wanted to honor it and keep it alive. Also, the way the original movie ends, as brilliant as it is, creates a lot of plot complications in trying to continue the story with those characters.
Okay.
Mm. So if Kirsten Dunst isn't in the film, you get $50.
Yeah.
Man, it's a win-win.
It really, there's no losing.
But, like, the fact that he's talking about it kind of unprompted makes me feel like he'd be like, And it's like, she wasn't in the last two.
Yeah, but
the fact this is an ending, like, I think that this could be a situation where this thing I've pulled out of my ass ends up being true.
Yeah.
And I don't get $50. Yeah.
Well, you can get $100. Yeah.
Well, it's also, hey, the movie comes out on Christmas Day. So it's
beautiful.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Peter Shepherd, I believe, played the other little boy in the original Jumanji.
What's he up to?
Peter Shepherd is the name of the little boy. Sorry, okay, Bradley Pierce.
And what's Bradley Pierce? Bradley Pierce up to?
Bradley Pierce.
Maybe cameo?
He was in Detective Pikachu as additional voices.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
A voice actor.
He
filmography.
He's not doing.
He okay. The last.
He replaced Liam Neeson in the Lego Movie video game.
That's something.
The last
he
click,
gets work.
The last click. He has a rare situation of whoa. Okay, he's a. Okay, so his last role in a clickable link is My All American. After Detective Pikachu. Sorry, before Detective, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in a rare instance of someone's filmography not having a bunch of movies you can't click a link on, that's rare.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's got five of those. The Detective Pikachu, then My All-American, where he provides additional voices. Then the previous movie was The Internship, where he's additional voices.
Okay.
That movie comes up too much.
It does. It's sort of the secret mascot of baseless speculation.
I gotta watch The Internship.
We all do.
What if guys worked at Google and were like, what the fuck is Google?
What is a computer?
High School Musical 3, senior year. Okay. Additional voices, uncredited.
Any additional voices? Okay. How many voices is he
College
doing?
Road Trip. Additional voices,
he's
uncredited.
Doing a lot of additional voices.
Harold and Kumar Get the Munchies.
Huh?
The fuck is that?
Is
what?
That upcoming or been out for months? Years.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle is called Harold and Kumar Get the Munchies in some places. Oh, I did not know that.
I think you'll like to. You want
additional
track,
voices?
Oh, of course.
You want to track this down, douche? Apparently, he has a company called ZFO Entertainment where he makes short films, and he made a short film, their first one in 2016 called Vultures, and it's very interesting because if you go down to his personal life. Holmes filed for divorce, that's his wife, Shari Holmes, from Pierce in 2015, and their divorce was finalized in 2017.
What do we reckon Vultures is about?
So I reckon if you want to watch a movie that will absolutely be about this man's divorce, check it out.
Hey, he played Charlie Chaplin in 1992.
Oh, okay, nice.
In the same movie where Robert Downey Jr. plays Chaplin, he plays the young Chaplin.
Young Chaplin.
Young Chaplin. Young Chaplin.
Young Chaplin.
What if Charlie Chaplin was a little boy but fell over.
Yeah, dude.
He was the voice of Tails in Sonic the Hedgehog video game.
Wow.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast, dude. I'm trying to think if I have any predictions about this movie that, as someone who just continually loses, making predictions becomes less and less appealing for me.
Yeah, fair.
I'm trying to think of anything that I think is a safe bet.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything.
I've got nothing for this movie. I just haven't seen it. I'd forgotten that Kirsten Dunst was even in the first one.
I love Kirsten Dunst, but apparently she's mean in real life. But that doesn't make me like her less.
Makes me like her more.
Yeah.
Same with Emily Browning. I feel like some people that work here, I think, went to school with her.
I did, yeah.
Was she nice to you or she? Cause...
Yeah, she was nice to me.
Okay.
The little brother wasn't, though.
Oh, mean brother. That's mean what I've brother heard. Alert.
He was on Neighbors and made him a prick.
See, I thought
he wasn't in my year level, so I don't know. Yeah. This is just schoolyard gossip.
So he was in Neighbors. He just wasn't a prick to his neighbor.
Yeah. No, he was in the TV show Neighbors, and that made him a prick,
I'm keen
allegedly.
For The Fox, which Emily Browning, she's back.
Oh, cool. Mm.
Sam Neill's one of his last roles where he voices The Fox.
Cool.
Olivia Colman's in it as a voice actor, and the rest of the cast is very Australian. Jai Courtney. Whoa. You guys seen the trailer for this?
Yeah, it looks cool.
I don't like Jai Courtney. I'm sorry.
Brother, watch this trailer. I don't like Jai Courtney as an actor either.
Oh,
he's basically playing like...
I did like him as Boomerang when he died, though. That
Okay, so have you seen Wake and Fright?
No, have I? No.
No, I don't know. Anyway, it just seems like Jai Courtney's playing a crazy drunk Australian man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be good.
Okay. I just saw him in like the Terminator film and then the Suicide Squad.
He's
like,
Australian.
It sucks so much. But yeah. Well, that's good.
I hope that this franchise makes money, by the way, and then Karen Gillan can go make something weird.
Yeah.
I really like her as an actress, but God, she hasn't picked things that are appealing to me.
Not really.
I haven't seen Oculus, though, but that's like 10, 15 years old.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You think we'll get a Zathura?
Nah.
Anything? I don't think so either. I wouldn't be shocked if like the rights to Zathura were
complicated. Also I feel that like even some people might not realize that it is a Jumanji sequel.
Absolutely.
Or a Jumanji kind of adjacent.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they could have, I don't know. It's hard to say like, oh, we could make another, you know, getting sucked off by a video game film.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Or we could just make another Jumanji.
Exactly. Why not make Jumanji 4? Which they probably will.
Yeah. Well, now it's, you know, we've got a VR or whatever, and now it's new fuckers.
True, Jumanji transforms into VR goggles. And
yeah, it's Jumanji Metaverse. Yeah. They got no fucking legs. Snoop Dogg bought a house.
Whoa.
And some motherfucker spent millions
buying land in Jumanji.
Getting his name, like, to be the neighbor of Snoop Dogg, and then they're like, damn. I'd never see Snoop Dogg. I've wasted so much money.
I imagine thinking about it now, probably Snoop Dogg was not involved in any element of this.
Why did they give us legs?
God, that's so funny, dude.
What do you mean shutting down?
Huh?
What?
This is crazy to me.
Bad idea.
Karen Gillan, she's not free to do another Jumanji movie because she's currently filming a reboot of Highlander.
They've rebooted. Awesome. It feels like they've rebooted Highlander heaps.
It feels like they're rebooting, and I know that this is the most fucking old guy take in the world, but I feel like every single movie has a remake in production.
Yeah.
Mm. Every time I click on a movie and I go, oh, that was a cool movie, it's like, upcoming remake. I'm like, why?
Why are we doing
We're
this?
We're remaking Possession.
Yeah.
I mean, but that...
What the hell's Possession?
It's an 80s Sam Neill movie. Set in... pre-unified Germany about a man who is getting divorced way that is bad for everyone.
Hell yeah.
Rock on, dude.
Good I was thinking maybe we remake Event Horizon.
Whoa.
Yeah, we need some more devil ships.
Yeah, dude. Damn, Event Horizon's awesome.
Yeah, Event Horizon is awesome.
Well, hey, let's really quickly jump to the BS Boys pod.
Is there any emails about Event Horizon?
No, I'm sorry, dude. BSBoysPod@gmail.com.
Someone emailed our sister show, which I've already mentioned in this week's episode, the Thumb Cram's asking how they get their email picked for Baseless Speculation. And I said, you know that Jackson picks the emails. There is no rhyme or reason to what he picks. You've got to email the show roughly right before we record.
Just say something interesting. That's literally
it. Be honest with me and the listeners. Are you pre-reading emails? Okay.
I am.
That is a surprise.
Some of them get vetoed because they go, what are you talking about? And we don't discuss it.
It's crazy to think about something.
He's surprising us like a lot today.
Yeah.
You know?
Although I will also say another surprising thing is emails that get through the keeper and Jackson read out and we go, why that one?
Yeah.
Well, if you were just picking the top ones, that would make
you
sense.
You should see the ones I throw away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You should see the other guy. This comes to us from T, and this person has written, please enjoy butchering my name. So, hey, here you go. Timu Vinikainen would be my guess.
All right. Timu Vinikainen.
Dear BS Boys Sirs, I've been a longtime listener of a variety of Sandspan's shows.
Sorry.
What?
We're apologizing.
Oh. Oh, right. You didn't say it with any of your usual schwa de vie, so it threw me off. Probably from around Dr. Xavier's crazy summer, sure. And have steadily enjoyed listening to you spout the same nonsense year in, year out. Considering that we're also pushing toward middle age.
Hey, did you hear this episode already?
Yeah, exactly.
We're backsliding, brother.
We're backsliding. And the addition of Johnny Baby, who is just a tad younger than my own Jane Baby. The meta level of humor remaining
Jane
the same while
Jane?
You grow. Jane. While you grow older, tickles me something fancy. I have a question to throw for you to baselessly speculate.
Please.
If you had to choose one movie to show an alien curious to understand what this whole cinema thing is about, what movie would you choose and why? Naturally, you'll be watching it together. Let's say the alien is the Predator, hoping to hear them exclaim, damn, that's movies by the end of it.
Short Bus.
Whoa.
Nudging him all the time.
We
like,
do
hey?
This heaps.
Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've always wanted to do that. Only some of us can. Hey?
Huh? Hey? Huh? Predator? And then he turns to you and goes and zaps you in the head.
Oh.
I think Babylon would be my choice.
Oh, that's good.
Short Bus is a good choice, though.
I think Minions, probably. Oh. Minions and Monsters, specifically.
Oh,
so they go, this is movies, and he goes, what?
And they go,
Bello.
This is movies.
Movies.
No.
Or he's showing, like, Independence Day to give him ideas.
Oh.
See that house? Blow it up.
Or we show up to Santa and I go, yeah, we're going to fucking kill you, dude.
I like that. Maybe you just like sit down in the cinema and you go, here's movies, and you press play and it's just a pitch. It's just Meat Spin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Goatsy.
Yeah, you go, yeah, this is what we want.
Yeah, we see how many spins we can get to.
Yeah.
Spin me.
And then it spins and spins and goes, you're gay or whatever it does. You go, fuck, fuck.
And you're like,
I've never made this far before. Fuck.
You can't tell anyone.
Crash out of the cinema. This fucking affects you too, Predator.
So Predator, you know, see how I'm gay? It also means you're gay, so.
What?
Yeah.
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 That's right. Okay, Predator.
I'm going to kill you.
So, like, how does that math feel?
Yeah, and then I'm fucking the Predator in the cinema.
Yeah.
Also, obligatory wheel suggestion, and this is three for the price of one.
Finger the Predator in the cinema.
Douching it, zambiting it, and Jacksoning it, where the loser needs to do an episode adopting the role and affectations of the given host. Naturally, if you get yourself, you can just sigh a sigh of relief for having tricked fate this time.
I feel we
yours truly, Timu Vinikainen.
Timu Vinikainen. I feel sometimes we just do that anyway.
Yeah,
it just
exactly.
Naturally happens.
How would that work also? Yeah. We spin a wheel, then we spin a second wheel?
Yeah, I reckon, dude. Yeah.
I reckon, and also like, hey, that's not a punishment. I get to be Jackson for an episode?
Like,
huh? Sorry, yeah, I wasn't listening. To,
yeah. I guess we just got to slide a little, slouch a bit more. Just don't think.
But I'm also, an everything guy.
Yeah. Damn, that's good, dude.
Sorry, huh?
You're too upright.
Yeah, like, I'm too rigid.
Hang on.
Yeah. Yes. Isn't it good, dude?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Don't you want to live
on,
like
I got,
that?
I got a little bit of coffee left. Hang on.
Yes.
What if?
Sorry, what? Yeah.
What if dogs fucked me in the ass?
Yeah.
Huh? That would be a reward for me.
Jackson, it's easy to be Jackson.
I finally do the perfect episode.
Yeah.
And then finally, anonymously, one final question. Wheel Thought, email, I mean. Hi, I just finished listening to the episode.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Sometimes our fans are really our fans.
Was it?
Sometimes, hi, I just finished listening to the episode.
The way you read that, I thought that they'd written, I just finished listening to the, like, quote-unquote episode.
No. To the episode.
Yep.
And thinking about the wheel, you've mentioned before that there are people like Adam who can go to a movie and just watch it and enjoy a lot about it, where you can't do that. You see all the stupid decisions that are being made. Now, to my wheel suggestion, an episode with a get... I'm going to say there's no punctuation at all, or capital letters. It's really good.
Let me say, I can tell.
one comma. Now, to my wheel suggestion, an episode with a guest like this talking about a movie you hated, but they really liked, and you have to agree and back them up against any argument that the others have. I don't know if this will work, but if it's the right movie and topic, I feel like that might really be difficult for you guys.
It
anonymous. Typed with one hand.
First of all, thanks for jacking off whilst emailing us. Second of all, that wouldn't work. You've watched us. Like, yeah. This is the thing. We call each other out on this all the time. We're just moving the goalposts nonstop.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how easy it is? Just like, oh, yeah, actually, Garden State rocks. It's just a time capsule for its fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's what 2004 was like, brother.
It won't
grow up.
The thing is,
it's good music. You found some like pretty decent songs from
like, hey, Shins aren't for me, but they're important to the indie rock movement.
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
Defending anything's easy.
Absolutely. And you
Jeffrey Epstein, go.
Wow. Well, he did donate a lot of money to the science.
Okay. Well, owning an island's not inherently bad. Probably some of the people that went there had a good time.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they did.
Well, he did take time, you know, out of his own time. He took some time to teach the youth as a teach.
Did he actually find any fossils?
He might have done. He might have done. Let me think on this.
Well, there you go. You get basically what would have happened on the wheel anyway. Where we all defend guys. Well, I guess, like, hey, that works pretty well in Jackson's favor because we all defend things there that we hate.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and Zaman Garden State Jackson Jeffrey Epstein.
I am not a fan.
Okay, dude, I'll tell you what.
I disagree. That's really, that really good to hear.
I disagree with him on a lot of about a lot of things he did.
A lot of his, you know, many, almost pretty all much, of his.
It's the very.
Oh, so you're anti-science now?
Yeah.
I can flip on a dime. I can defend stuff.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So please do email us at BSBoys. Oh, fucking hell. At, it kills me, dude.
So if you want to contact us, if you want to reach out, just shoot us an email. Just send it to bsboys@gmail.com.
No.
Damn, I forgot the bsboyspod@gmail.com.
bsboyspod@gmail.com. Please send us emails. More emails, the better.
And just to timestamp this episode even further, in 17 minutes, Jackson is getting his head shaved.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Sort of. Well, the side of his head shaved to have spiderwebs in
it. It's happening, dude.
He fucked up a prediction.
Yeah, goddamn.
Yet again.
It wasn't even on the wheel. You know?
We'll see you next week. Until then, this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. We've been the BS Boys. Yeah. You know our names.
Damn right.
Fuckhead, and Fuckhead.
Yeah, fuckhead. 1 to 3.
Please sign up to BS Plus.
Yeah.
So it's
go
all
see
worth
us
it.
In London if we're. It's not happened already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bro, man, drinking really makes like that fast real makes you burpy.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Love the movies.
To the movies.
Bye. This is Baseless Speculation. Go to the movies, hate no lies.
Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'.
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspuntradio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
our
damn
friend's an idiot.